Jeff Woods joins us once again. Woods, how you doing?
Great, Mr. Gregor.
Okay, today we had a guy text in a while back, and I know it's that time of year now. Everybody's getting out of the mountains or even locally, and they're going skiing. And it's a pretty high-risk sport, and a lot of times, you know, people, whether they warm up, usually don't. There's a lot of soreness after a sports weekend of skiing anyway. And so we look at it. I guess let's start, you know, whether you're beginner, intermediate or not, from skiing to snowboarding, knees, wrists, everything else, those are always some of the key injuries. What's your best advice, though, to get ski ready?
Well, a couple of things. First, before the fitness and getting ski ready, it's just kind of understanding the environmental factors that might affect how you feel when you go into altitude to snowboard or ski. And it's one thing that's typically overlooked, Gregor. So acute mountain sickness, for some people, they might be aware of this, but what happens when you go to higher elevations, there's a decrease in air pressure. And that decrease in air pressure makes it hard to deliver oxygen to red blood cells. So if you go into altitude too quick, you might feel like, you know, you've got a flu or something like that, but it's just a factor of not acclimatizing properly, just getting into that high altitude too quickly. And it can have a real negative effect on your performance. Now, with that said, you know, it happens more so at elevations in that 7,000 plus feet. And in our area, like Marmot Basin up in Jasper, for example, like mid-mountain, it's about 6,500 feet. And the base elevation for, you know, the chalet and so on is about 5,500. So, you know, you're still a few thousand feet under where it starts to become a problem. But it still can have an effect as you go to higher altitude. So you should be aware of that.
Okay, so that's one thing. Now, what about physically getting ready?
Okay, physically getting ready. So here's the thing, and you hit it on the head. Nobody spends the time, really, to do a good warm-up. And what you should do is, like, dynamic movement patterns. Like, you should be up at least an hour, hour and a half before you're going to hit the ski hill. And it would be advisable to maybe even hit the hotel gym. Spend 10, 15 minutes on the bike. Then after you're off the bike, do some push-ups. Do some jumping jacks. Do some, like, dynamic movement patterns to get synovial fluid around all the joints to lubricate them so you're ready to go. And what I'd like to do for you, Gregor, later, there's a video by the Alpine Canada ski team, and they show a fantastic ski-ready dynamic warm-up, and you'll love it. It's got great music tied to it, and they're out in the parking lot before they hit the ski hill doing all their dynamic moves. And here's the takeaway here. Train like an athlete. Perform like an athlete. And honestly, you know, you're selling yourself short if you don't warm up properly, and you're just increasing the risk for an injury on the ski hill dramatically.
The big one really is injuries on the ski hill. Most of them happen late in the day.
Absolutely, Gregor. That's the thing. How many times have you heard somebody say, you know, it was my last run of the day? You know, and it's because they're tired. And it typically happens, you know, with beginners. They're at slightly higher risk because they're not quite as efficient, and they just end up overdoing it. So one strategy that you could use, you know, even for the more seasoned skier or snowboarder, you know, think in the first day or two, maybe you're skiing just half days instead of full days, you know what I mean? And then you can recover a little bit more effectively, you know, taking the afternoon off to rest. Another strategy would be, you know, to reduce your alcohol consumption. I know on a lot of ski holidays, people want to have a few drinks and, you know, let their hair down, so to speak. But drinking too much can have a negative effect on performance. And again, you're just going to increase your risk of having an injury.
Now, from snowboarding to skiing, they're vastly different. Do you have to warm up different body parts for those two? Just because I don't snowboard. I tried it once. I didn't like it because I was on my rear end the entire time. But is there more stress on your knees from either one? Do you have to focus on different parts of your body as far as a warm up for skiing to snowboarding?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities, Gregor. Like just in terms of like torso rotation, hip rotation, and there's rotation of the knees. For the average person, you know, just making slow, carved, like, turns, it's probably a little bit easier on the knees snowboarding. The transitions back and forth going downhill, probably a little bit more frequent with skiing. But the warm-up protocols would be very much the same. A lot of hip swings in the parking lot, a lot of just rotational patterns with your torso. So they are similar. And like I say, when you get a chance, and I encourage all the listeners to kind of have a peek at this video, it really puts it in great perspective, the things you have to do. But they're all big multi-joint patterns, lots of bounding and rotating, things that most people would do in the gym before they do weights primarily.
Skiing takes a lot of, you know, because it's usually your legs that are absorbing most of the work, so they get fatigued. Is nutrition on the hill, is there any study or anything that connects it that A, will enhance your, well, obviously it'll enhance your performance, but does it decrease risk of injury if you're properly nutritioned?
Absolutely it does. So even, like, let's say you're up on a ski holiday for three days, Gregor. I mean, everything that you eat in the evening, you know, in terms of proteins and quality carbohydrates, so that you're going to store some glycogen back in the muscle cell after a long day of skiing, that's going to have bearing on how you recover and how you perform the following day. So it would be critical to make sure that you are taking in enough calories to support the day's activities, but also to recover. And if you're not eating like a solid meal and keeping your energy balance up, your performance will suffer dramatically on the second and third day. And again, without doing that, you increase your risk of potentially having an injury as well.
Well, Woods, get out on the hill, and I'm sure you'll be wearing the tightest possible ski suit, so enjoy it.
You know, no, I will. And listen, here's another thing I want to ask you. Is there any chance I can get a little better lead-in music than what you got going for me? I mean, getting physical, seriously.
You know what? You talk to Mark Mageau, he will guarantee you'll have better music next time. Mageau runs all the music, and normally it's kick-ass.
It only took
you a year to figure out it's been the same song every Wednesday.
I know, but you know what's funny? I had someone comment on it last week. They said, Woods, you guys got to get Gregor to change up the music.
Well, hey, Mageau, you ask and he will deliver next week. But be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm saying.
I love you both. Take care.